Check one, check two. It's just gone 3 p.m. out of the UK. This is Quality Control for the next hour on your Deep Radio Network. Just want to thank Paul Hilditch for the last two. And I hope you'll stick with me for the next one. Just want to big up Grant, want to big up Abs, and all the Deep Radio Network crew and family. So I hope everyone's having a great week. Do our best to push you over the hump. So, in the spirit of that, I'm gonna shut up and stop waffling. Big love.
for Deep Radio Network. Keep it locked.
Love that's built too. I'm not afraid to value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are